Now, the good thing is with Pinterest, you can rank one piece of content for two keywords. So there's nothing stopping you from split testing, which is what I would do for you. I would do a mum image to target that mum audience. Then I'll do a standard image of, you know, how to work in less than 4 hours a day for the people that don't have to think about those things. So this is the beauty about Pinterest. You can target so many people with one piece of content and you can send them to the same landing page.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another fighting episode. That's right. I'm really excited about today's. Today's will be another one of those consult episodes. Yes. You get to listen in as someone teaches me how to do something, and we're going to be very specific. So we're going to build a strategy. I'm going to ask lots of questions, but it's going to be a specific strategy to grow something I specifically want to. But again, remember, it's perfect because you can just pluck me out and pluck you in, and you've got your own strategy. So we might not do rounds. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right. Now, having said that, are you a member of Learn? Come on, LURN.com. We're crossing 400,000 members now. You're going to be part of this revolution where we're going to go out and save the world, change the world. You've seen it now. The governments can't do it. They don't know what they're doing. It's up to entrepreneurs like us to make it happen. So go right now, LURN.com. Join the movement. Join the community. Join the family. It's free. Absolutely free. Okay. Now, today, Pinterest. What the heck is Pinterest? Listen, why is it that Pinterest has been around for quite some time now? But you hear a lot about TikTok, Snapchat. You know, I don't know how many of them there are. There's so many. I know the basic ones, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, all of these. YouTube. I like YouTube. I finally am on that YouTube game. But Pinterest just, it still seems like it's this like hidden gem. Well, I didn't know it's a gem until I'll tell you what happened. So anyways, we're going to talk about Pinterest today. How to get like hundreds of thousands of impressions and thousands of clicks from this enigma of a place called Pinterest. How did it hit my radar? So first of all, of course, I know Pinterest is there. I've not really paid much attention to it because honestly, I didn't think it was really that big of a deal. I mean, you don't hear marketers talk about it. There's no social proof around it. Until one day I'm on Facebook and I'm scanning and I see a post by Arnie. So shout out to Arnie, our Facebook group expert here at Learn. And he posted, I don't have his exact post, but all I saw, I see numbers. Numbers catch my attention. And he had written, how is it that my Pinterest profile got 800, I have the number written here, 874,960 impressions in 90 days. So hold on, read that again. 874,960 impressions in 90 days with 6,500 clicks, almost 6,500 exactly 6,559 clicks in 90 days. But here's the crazy thing. He's like, I haven't touched it. The last time someone touched it was this person I had hired. It was back in October. What did they do? What did this person do? How am I getting this traffic? How am I getting all this? Now, you know, a good entrepreneur, the first question they ask isn't how did this happen? It's who made it happen? So the first thing I wanted to know is, forget your question, man. I want to know who was messing with your profile many months ago that now you're getting these results. So I went right into the comments and I was in a frenzy because I realized, okay, if Pinterest is doing this and the man doesn't even know, he's asking like, how am I getting so much traffic? What is going on here? I said, there's a huge opportunity here. So then I started Googling Pinterest. It turns out it ain't as small as I thought. And we're not even on it. I don't even know if I have a profile. We got to fix that. So I found out who it was. And the person who had twiddled with his Pinterest was Rose Guthrie. And you know what? She's here today. That's how I met her. I met her virtually, through that post. And the first thing I said is, please, you gotta get on this podcast. You got to show me how I could. First thing I asked her is, hey, can I use it? Can I use this to grow my podcast, The Fighting Entrepreneur? Can I use it to grow Learn? You know, is it possible? And so we got on a call and I said, here's my assets. Here's who I am. Here's what I'm looking to do. Don't tell me right now anything. Wait till we get on the podcast. You know, she's a single mom of three boys, Pinterest expert, digital marketing strategist available as a consultant. So she is someone who just really knows her stuff. But when it comes to Pinterest, really knows her stuff. And I'm really excited to have her here today on our podcast. Rose, thanks so much for being here and thanks for agreeing to do this.
So happy to be here.
All right, Rose, we do have a bit of a tradition at the Fighting Entrepreneur. I can't let you away from that. And that is, you got to raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Ready.
I, Rose Guthrie.
I, Rose Guthrie.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth.
To tell the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my Pinterest secrets.
Reveal all my Pinterest secrets.
You know, there's something about the oath being done with that like British accent. It just makes it all the more like authentic sounding. Like you possibly can't lie to us. You just can't, not with that. Rose, thanks again for doing this. I know we spoke on the phone recently, and I think what I had told you was, I want to grow my podcast. I want to grow the Learn Nation user base, which we're sitting at 400,000 right now. But I don't want, one thing I don't like, and why I'll never be on Snapchat, if that's still around, or why I'll never do stories on Facebook or Instagram, and why I'll probably never do, well, and I'll probably never do TikTok because I ain't going to dance on video. But the other ones I won't do because I don't want all that work, right? I love social media. I have a problem with it. I just don't want to track myself every day. I don't want the stress of putting all these things up every day. But it's like I'm being selfish because I don't want to do the work, but I want the traffic. I want the branding. I want the positive impact. So first and foremost, we're going to start right off the top. What is Pinterest? Like for those of our listeners, like what is it? How is it to be used? Who is it for? All these fun things.
Okay. So I'm going to go back when they got started about 10 years ago. They were just meant to be a small website where more likely moms could share ideas. So, hey, here's a DIY idea that I created for the children. Put it on there so someone else can see. Hey, here's a recipe that I created. Let me put it on Pinterest so someone else can see. It was actually a very closed network. So you had to actually get an invite from somebody, and then you had to wait a few days before you were invited on the platform in order to share ideas and take ideas from other people. As time went on, it grew. Now, what it is, it's not a social media platform where you can go on, you comment on someone's picture, wait for a response and thoughts, but not. It's actually a search engine. So you go in there, you search exactly what you're looking for, you look at the timeline, and you get your results based on what you searched. So it's not something that you would go on because you want to socialize with friends. It's literally on there for research purposes. So you generally find people going on the platform if they're trying to plan something like Christmas dinner, my wedding, my son's birthday, my baby, my new house, my decoration for my living room, etc. So think of it as just a search engine you go to search for ideas for current needs or future needs. So yeah, in one sentence, it's just a search engine.
Wow. So I'm on Pinterest right now, in case you see me typing and looking around. That's what I'm doing. And I see it. You can go at the top, it says search for how to pickle. But you can search for unique tattoos, interior design, dream rooms, pickling. I see that. Ground beef recipes, dinner ideas. So what's different? How is Pinterest different than like Google, if you say it's a search engine?
So I'd say it's more of a visual search engine. So for example, if somebody was going to look for a recipe, you might find they're more likely to go onto Pinterest to look for a recipe than Google. Yes, you've got rich snippets on Google where you can see a little picture and you can see the ingredients needed, how long it's going to take. But there's something about something that gives you an image of what you're about to make, do, or buy. So think of it as, if you want someone to have a good idea, see what they're going to get, that person's probably going to go to Pinterest to search. So that's why the most popular industries on Pinterest are food, health and fitness. They're like looking at people, you know, going from a bigger size to a smaller size. DIY crafts for moms. They want to show the children, hey, this is what we're going to do. Google, I'd say, is still the biggest search engine. Don't get me wrong. Pinterest is, you know, only number three compared to Google. But it's for people that rather see than just read what they're about to do. So when it comes to searching, they say that Google it leads the written searches, and Pinterest is the number one for visual searches. So if you are in any of those industries that I've mentioned, you really do want to go to Pinterest. And the thing about the two of them is, if you rank on Pinterest, chances are you'll find that you will rank on Google as well. So you're doing a bit of both. If you've always said, I want to rank on Google, being on Pinterest can help. As long as you have your keyword strategy on lock, being on Pinterest can actually help you rank on Google.
So I shouldn't have done this, but I clicked on dinner ideas and I am really hungry right now.
Yes, and then you find sometimes, if you go into Google and type in dinner ideas or wedding dresses, sometimes the search results on page one are Pinterest.
Yeah, I can see that. This is, and you're right, it's really cool. Like when I go to a restaurant and I look at the menu, I'm so much more likely to order the things that they have pictures of, because you could visually see what you're going to get. And right now, it's so much easier for me to pick what thing I would want to, what I would want to eat. All right. Anyway, so it's a visual search engine. It's user generated content. You have to put things into it, versus Google, I guess, goes out and just, you know, looks for everything and just figures things out. But for Pinterest, unless I actively put it into Pinterest, it's not going to exist on Pinterest, right? Like Pinterest doesn't go spider the web and put things into it.
No.
Okay.
You have to feed it. Yeah.
You have to feed it. So give us some data. Do you have any data about Pinterest? How big is Pinterest? How many searches? How like is it worth a marketer's time?
Yes. I'm going to put a disclaimer here. And, you know, just like any other platform, there's some industries that I would not recommend being on the platform. So, for example, if your thing is, you know, how to cure cancer, don't even go there. It will block your results. If it's anything to do with, you know, suicide, not to say that anyone here is, but again, Pinterest would block your results. Actually, what they do now is they will ask you, do you need help? And they, you know, they recommend you reach out to them because of that search. You know, anything about, you know, armed, you know, adult content, you can't go on Pinterest. So I'm just going to start there just in case anyone is reading and they say that I said you can go, but you can't. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, there's about 335 monthly users currently using Pinterest.
335 million, right?
There are 335 million monthly active users on Pinterest.
That's amazing.
Now, women, we do take dominant, we are kind of dominating Pinterest. About 70% of the people on Pinterest are women. However, with the way things are changing, let's look at the way family dynamics are changing. There's more stay-at-home dads now. 40% of new signups are men. They are men. So if you think that you can't use Pinterest to target men, you actually can. You know, just like anything, it's starting small, but I guarantee in a few years' time, the male market is actually going to grow on the platform.
Yeah, I can believe that. Here, I'm also looking at a website. It just says it's the 10th. I did not know this. This is kind of crazy. It's the 10th most relevant brand in the United States. That's a big brand name. Wow. Okay, so it's big, 335 million users. That's huge. It's growing. It's the thing right now. Obviously, Arnie got lots of results and didn't even know what he's doing, right? I mean, imagine if he starts doubling down, tripling down on that. And he's in kind of the same space as I am. So let's get right to it. I mean, I am in the entrepreneurship, motivation, internet marketing, digital marketing, that arena. You and I spoke and you said you were going to go away and do some research and come back to me with some ideas or thoughts or whether it was even the right place for me. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. How do I use Pinterest to grow my brand and to grow the podcast and learn?
Okay. So number one step that I would recommend that you do, I've already done this for you, is just go for your content, see what kind of topics that you cover. I started with the last podcast episode that I saw, which is the one about the three ways to boost your immune system. Then what you want to do is take some of those keywords, type it into Pinterest and see if anything comes up. The reason why you want to do that is, like I mentioned before, Pinterest is a search engine. So if you type in keywords related to your business and no searches come up, it means nobody is searching for that content. Now, there's one of two ways you can think about this. No one's searching for it. Maybe I can add it. And then maybe people find me because I'm the one doing it. You could, but would the traffic you get be worth that amount of trouble to do that? So you can either do that, or I'd say leave it because it's not relevant enough for you. And I don't want anyone here to waste the time. We're all growing businesses. We only want to focus on what works. Now, for you, 3 ways to boost your immune system. I just typed in the keywords immune system. Tons of things came up. Why? Because Pinterest, one of the, like I said before, if it's in food, DIY, health and fitness does really well on Pinterest. And immune system content is doing well. Then you want to have a look at the type of content that's on there. Is it crap? Then you can do better. Is it good? Okay, so how can you make yourself different? Are the people that are giving this content similar to you, are they different to you? You want to take note of all of this because this is going to help you create your Pinterest strategy. So do that. If you're struggling to figure out what content should I do this for, hopefully everyone here is using Google Analytics. Go on Google Analytics, look at the 10 pages that bring you the most traffic. Start with those because you know they're doing well, so you're starting with what works. Type the keywords from those and then list some of the URLs that you see that are coming up. When you go into Pinterest and you type a keyword, it normally gives you keyword recommendations underneath, just like Google. When you type in a phrase, it goes, hey, other people search for blah, blah, blah. You want to do that as well. So when I typed in immune system, other things came up. How to boost immune system, how to boost your immune system, essential oil recipes to boost your immune system. Now, for you as a client, I haven't listened to the whole episode. I would go back and listen to the whole episode and see what tidbits I can get from there to see if I can gather any more keywords from that. Now, from doing that, I have tons of keywords that I can use to rank that one piece of content. We've only done that for one. So next thing I want to do, I know keywords are there. If I don't have a profile, I want to create one. You've got to make sure that when you're creating your profile, you obviously link your domain name. You don't want to link your podcast. I'll explain to you in a minute. You want to link your domain name where you want to send the traffic to. You want to fill in description. Then you want to create some Pinterest boards. What are boards? Right. You have a Pinterest profile. On the Pinterest profile, if someone lands on your profile, it's like a welcome. Hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. They will see your board cover. They'll see your name. They'll see your description. They'll see your domain. And then you have these boards. So these boards are like categories that contain content. Think about it like a WordPress blog. When you upload a blog post, sometimes you add a category so you can categorize your content. Same thing as Pinterest. And then you're going to add relevant content to that board. So Pinterest gets a good idea of what is going on in that board. For each board, you're going to do the same thing. Give it a name that people are searching for so your board can rank as well as your content. Add a description so people know what they're going to see in this board, and then you're going to add your content. So we've covered doing your keyword research. We've covered creating your Pinterest profile. Now we want to create images. If you're a terrible graphic designer, I cannot recommend enough hiring this out. There's people I can recommend for that, or you can even buy Pinterest templates. The reason why images are important is because, as you saw, you went onto Pinterest, you typed in something, you saw images. But what's going to make you click on these images? The first image that, you know, that stands out to you, the one that you find appealing, which is why graphics are important. If you're creating terrible graphics, they're just going to scroll into something else and click. Mm-hmm. Now, when someone clicks that image, they're going to get a title for what the image is about, they're going to get a description, and then they can click on your website to find out more. To get them to click, you need to make sure that the image is appealing. Make sure it's relevant to the content. Make sure that the text is great. So one thing that does really well on Pinterest is listicles. So 10 ways to boost your image system starting from today. Someone will click on that. They can see you know, call to action. Click on it to find out more. They go to your website to either listen, watch, or read the podcast episode. So for you, I found so many different keywords. And the thing is, because your podcast covers so many different things, you could rank in so many different categories. You've got the health and fitness, how to boost your immune system, how to become number one in your industry. What you also have to understand is, I know we're all marketers and yet we love keywords, but don't let that be the driving factor on Pinterest. When users, if you're not in the B2B consumers, they're not thinking about your keywords, they're thinking about their needs. So you want to help them start a business to work from home. They want to know how to make money online. You want to teach someone the three ways to boost your immune system. Maybe they just want to know how to feel better and get over a cold. So don't only think about the things that look good on paper, like these are the keywords that are ranking, this is how much search volume. Think about what people are saying. And sometimes, I don't know if you found this, and I'm sure a lot of marketers can relate to this, what someone says is not necessarily what they need. So this is your job to know your audience, because what they're saying they want. So for example, someone may say, I don't want to work 10 hours a day, but what they're really trying to say is I want to spend more time with my children. So you could write a post saying, how to work in less than 3 hours a day, or you could write a post, you could write a post, how to run a business while spending more time with your children. As a mum, I'd probably relate to number two. Maybe if I never had children, maybe I'd relate more to number one, but you've got to think about that. Now, the good thing is with Pinterest, you can rank one piece of content for two keywords. So there's nothing stopping you from split testing, which is what I would do for you. I would do a mum image to target that mom audience. Then I do a standard image of, you know, how to work in less than 4 hours a day for the people that don't have to think about those things. So this is the beauty about Pinterest. You can target so many people with one piece of content and you can send them to the same landing page, which is why the reach in Pinterest is so big.
Yeah, so I have a question about that. So while you're talking, I figured out I actually do have a Pinterest account, which is crazy. And I got like 15 followers. So yeah, 16 actually. So I found I didn't have any boards. So I created a board. This is, okay, everyone, I'm taking action while she's talking, all right? This is me doing it while she's talking. And so let that be a little lesson about taking action. I land up on this page that says drag and drop or click or upload your picture. Mm-hmm. Says add a title, then says tell everyone what your pin's about, must be the description, and then it has add a description, a destination link. So it's really only four things I need to do. It's pretty straightforward. So what you're saying is I could take, let's say, an episode of mine that talks about how to build $1 million. I have one of the episodes recently I did with Akbar that said how to do $1 million business for free with no investment. And you're saying I could add that into the system multiple times with multiple images. They don't care if I add the same link in multiple times. And those images could technically be created in such a way that I target different demographics, but with the same message. It's just tailored. Like you said, like I could do a one with a mom on it and that would appeal more to someone who, but there's nothing here that says keyword. I wanted to ask you about that. Well, first of all, first question is, am I right? I can take the same URL multiple times, multiple images, and they don't mind.
Yeah. So Pinterest, well, it wasn't new news to me, but I guess it was new to a lot of people. And I guess it depends how you think about Pinterest. So they just released something that a lot of people called a bombshell, where they were saying they wanted people to continuously add new content. They were favoring people that were always adding new content onto the platform. And people started freaking out thinking, but I only have 10 blog posts, or, you know, I sell products. I'm not buying new products to sell all the time. What am I meant to do? So this is where you do one of two things. And you are in a really good position because you're continuously creating new podcast episodes and you've got so many people you can target on Pinterest. So what does that mean and why is it important? So again, what you just said, you can have one podcast episode and create different images. I would recommend spacing them out. So I wouldn't say, you know, create 20 different images for one URL on the same day. I'd say maybe pin one and maybe another 7 days later. Every account is different, so we need to find out what works for you. And then you've got the people that you can have one image and you're adding a brand new URL, you know, every single day or every single week to Pinterest. So when you're thinking about fresh content, and I'm saying this because there's certain tools that you are probably going to use and I will recommend to you for Pinterest. And when you use it, we'll say, hold on a minute, you've used that URL. Are you sure that you want to use that again? So this is why it's important, because when you see the notifications, you want to know, yes, I know I've used this URL, but I'm adding a new image to the Pinterest platform and I know that's okay and you can do that. So new content is new images for an old URL or brand new content that has a new image and a new URL. So when you say you don't see anything about keywords, this is why the very first thing you need to do is keyword research. You want to make sure that the content that you want to rank for has search results. That way, you know, people are searching and you know there's a potential of people to see your content. So you won't see keywords. It's your responsibility to know what keywords you want to add in there. It won't prompt you. The one thing it will do is when you create a new board, when you create your profile, it doesn't do this. But when you create a new board and you type in a keyword, the first thing you're going to see once you press save is Pinterest is going to say, hey, do you want to add these pins to your board? Look at the pins. Is it relevant to the keyword that you added to the board? If so, then you know you've chosen a good keyword. So if you type in a board description, if you type in a board that says chicken recipes, but you're seeing fish or something, then you know, okay, Pinterest doesn't know what my content is about. And it does the same for images. When you add an image, Pinterest recognizes similarities in images, which is why Pinterest is so good for e-commerce owners. So if I added maybe a phone, Pinterest will look at other images that have phones. So you can see, because it's trying to encourage you to pin other people's content as well. So it's like, hey, you know, you can add these to your board. We don't want to do that. We'll explain that in a bit. So just have a look at what happens when you add an image. Are the images that pop up that Pinterest recommends similar? If so, then you know that you have all the right elements of a good Pinterest image.
So basically, keyword research, you've talked a lot. It's very important here. And it's like talking to anyone who would do Google SEO. You're right. They would talk about keyword research.
Yeah.
Know your keywords. And then it's up to you. And so from the sounds of it, you got to make sure your keyword is in your title, in your image, in your description, and that's how Pinterest will figure it out. They don't actually say, what is your keyword here?
Yeah.
So let's talk, and then I like how it also says your first 50 characters are what usually show up in the feed. So it's helping you make sure you write the appropriate thing. Keyword research was really big. Let's talk about that. I created a board. I'll go look at it. Called Starting a Business. And mm-hmm. I'm looking, it gave me the pin ideas. And yes, it's very clear. My board title is Starting a Business. Pinterest mm-hmm. seems to know exactly what I'm trying to go for. I click on the plus icon. I click on pin. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, one of my episodes, would I start? Let's just say starting a business, that is the keyword I want to go after. It really isn't, but let's just say for the sake of argument, it was. In my title, should I start with that? Is there a way to write the title where my main keyword I want to go after is in it? Do you have a suggestion on that?
Keywords are the first, first words in your title. No, as long as I can see those keywords within the title, that's absolutely fine. So it can be 10 things you need to do to start a business. And then make sure you have it in the description as well. And I'd highly recommend having that in the title as well. So you wouldn't have to... don't have to have it in any particular order. And what you also have to understand is Pinterest also, there's something called rich pins, which so when you set up a profile, you'd create rich pins. It's just like, it's pulling metadata from your website. So what it will also do, it will look at the meta description from your post and it would see if it has those keywords as well. So Pinterest is not just about what you do on the platform, it's about what you do outside of the platform. So it's looking for all those places, meta description, the blog post title on your website, the title you have for the pin image, and then it will screen the image as well. So this is why, and this is more for females, I don't think men do this, when you're choosing the text to add on your images, make sure it's very clear to read. If you've got scribbly fonts, they will have a hard time, and then it will struggle to determine what words are on that pin. So try and avoid that. Sometimes I do it. I do, but I know that a lot of the times my pins that have the bold sans serif font normally do better because they know what it's about and they can rank it. So there's so many things that Pinterest uses to rank. We've already covered the text in the image. We've covered the Pinterest title. It also chooses the category. So when you created a board, you may have been given an option to pick a category for that board. It also uses that to determine what the Pinterest image is about. Then it gives you a score. Then based on that score, we don't know how they score. I know there's a scoring system, but we would never know how each of our individual pieces of content score. But I know the higher you do get on that score is the higher you show up in the search results.
Wow, pretty cool. All right, so I was going to ask you, do they read the image? You answered that question. Hey, so when I did a search, I'm going to go out of here and I'm going to go search starting a business in the actual search bar at the top. Some of these are ads, I guess, because they're like little videos. But I'm not allowed to upload a video, huh?
Does it say promoted by or promoted underneath the video?
No. So how are people adding videos into this? One of them says promoted by, but a couple of these videos are just videos. Is it a Giphy?
No, you can add videos.
Oh, you can add videos. Okay. So you can put videos up. Okay.
Yeah. So when you click on the plus on the top right-hand side and you have, it says create a pin or create an ad. When you create a pin, you can drag and drop an image or you can drag and drop a video. So videos are still new to the platform. So I can't really say there's a solid strategy behind videos on the platform. However, just from my findings, from the clients that I have, videos around 10 seconds with no audio tend to do better than the longer videos. We uploaded a video just about 2 weeks ago for a client, and it was about 10 minutes long, and the average watch time for that was 4 seconds, which is really bad. Yeah. Whereas we uploaded a 10-second video, no sound, and the watch time was higher, and a lot more people clicked through because they needed more context. They didn't get much context from the video, so they wanted to know more and they clicked through. So that's one of the things that we're finding for one of our clients. You can also, and the thing is, you don't have to be amazing at video. You can create videos in Canva. Canva have made it so, so easy to make videos. Like literally, I don't remember the last time I opened Adobe, whatever you call it, to create a video because they make it so easy on the platform and they have brilliant templates. So you could get started. And if you have any videos and you want to start using videos, which I highly recommend, because even though it's not big now, the way the digital marketing is going, video is going to play a big part. I recommend just creating a GIF video in Canva. You can just add a moving element. Just adding a moving element to an image turns it into a video. Get started like that. You know, you don't have to make big, huge moves to get started.
Okay, so I'm going to deviate real quick for a minute because I'm curious and my head is bouncing all over the place. Yeah. I see some pretty known brands running ads here. Have you tried running ads on Pinterest? Am I missing something? Should I be running? Because I love paid ads. So one thing is social media, that's great. But one thing we're really good at and we spend hundreds of thousands a month on is paid ads. Mm-hmm. Am I missing out? Should I be in here running paid ads?
So I'd say it depends on your objective. Why do you run ads? Do you run ads just for brand awareness? Do you do it generate for leads?
Or I would do it for like webinar registrations.
Yeah. So you can definitely run ads. One thing about running ads to webinar registrations is your offer has to be amazing. Okay. I won't lie, it has been hit and miss for some clients. Depending on you, what is your webinar idea, if you don't mind me asking?
It's how to start a business using email marketing. But how to turn your email address into a business.
Okay, so that would be brilliant for mums, you know, how to start a business email marketing from home, how to start a business without sending your children to childcare. You know, you can do those things to grab them in, maybe put a little description, you know, you start a business with email marketing, they click through and then they sign up. So yes, Pinterest is really good for lead generation. When I started on Pinterest, I think I told you the story before, I didn't know what I was doing. A couple months in, I put an ad budget of £30. And because of that ad budget, that image went viral and I had 3,000 leads in such a short amount of time. Wow. And the funny thing is when I turned off the ads, that ad was only running for 5 days. But that I built that list of just under 2 months because it went viral and it took off organically. I like promoted pins for traffic as well as lead generation. Dependent on your industry, sales, it can be hard for the marketing industry. But if you're in e-commerce, you'll probably find that you get lower CPAs on Pinterest compared to other platforms. It does take work. So for example, on Facebook, it's depending on your budget. When you spend a higher budget, it's pretty easy for you to turn 24 hours. This campaign failed, drop it, start another one. Pinterest takes a lot longer to optimize. It takes about 7 days to optimize. I wouldn't touch a campaign for 7 days unless you saw something that looked completely out of the ordinary. After 7 days, you can have a look and you can optimize. But yeah, I highly recommend I do it for traffic campaigns and lead generation campaigns. The most important thing is if you are going to use Pinterest for promoted pins, make sure you have a really good email marketing strategy in place. That's where a lot of people fail. They say it didn't work for me. But when you ask them the simple question, oh, what was your follow-up sequence? I didn't have any.
Well, that we don't have to worry about with me. I follow up with everybody, maybe a little too much. Okay. We're going to get back. The ads is like almost another one. I think we'll do a separate episode about ads because that's so cool. And my head just always runs to ads. I just feel like ads is more in my control. I'd rather just buy it.
I'm an ad go-to. So.
Yeah. But the organic side is really neat too. I mean, the way I'm thinking about it, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of my biggest goals right now with social media. So what I've thought about just for everyone watching and thinking, why is Ani talking about social media? Suddenly he never did before. I've decided that I'm going to use social media to grow the podcast. So I'm not going to go on social media unless it means it's going to grow the podcast. And so I've seen in my business, my podcast has had a major, major impact on the business. I'm finding people that are listening to the podcast. They are my best customers. They love us the most. They're the most indoctrinated into our bleed blue mission here at Learn, where they're really just becoming such a big part of the family. Mm-hmm. So I look at Pinterest and I start to think, well, I release 2 episodes a week. And I might go back down to 1 a week. I don't know. I just keep doing whatever I want with the podcast. But the one that is 100%, I've never skipped Mondays. That's like this episode. It will release on a Monday. It's a entrepreneurial episode. It's a marketing episode. It's a tactical, here's how you're going to go do something episode. And I listen to you and I kind of feel like I have a huge opportunity on Pinterest because every week I could set up the next 7 days worth of pins related to that episode. And I just have a plethora of content. Like it would just be a constant flow. And am I crazy to think that I could get to a place where I'm getting thousands of clicks over to my podcast every month from Pinterest? Am I missing something here? Am I oversimplifying?
You can. But the one thing I am going to say about Pinterest that not many people like me to say, but it's the truth, is it can take time to work up that. Yeah. So if we go back to the Arnie situation, when I was running his campaigns, we did a bit of promoted, we did organic, and we did a bit of paid. Now, we stopped the paid at a time and we were just doing organic. And of course, when you do organic, it doesn't grow as fast as when you do paid, right? So obviously the traffic went down, I stopped working on it, and then he's come back to me 6 months later and went, hold on a minute, where has all this traffic come from? So his traffic was a lot lower than that when I left him. This traffic, he doesn't know, I don't know when that peak happened, but the point is it happened months after I stopped. Mm. So people that start using Pinterest need to be aware, it's like Google, when you create a blog post, it's not gonna rank on page one. It could take you months to rank something on page one. It takes a lot of optimizing. Pinterest is exactly the same way because it's about demand for what you're talking about. So if we start, I know like in March when the pandemic happened, a lot more people are freaking out, thinking about how to start, you know, making money from home. The search from working from home, relevancy went to 100, from 0 to 100, because everyone was trying. Now it's kind of dying down. Places are opening up. You know, the reach for that has gone down because it's you know, more people going back to work, not many people are looking to start a business from home. So it's all about supply and demand. You know, is there demand for what you're trying to say? But the good thing is Pinterest is very seasonal. So you can spin your content to be relevant at specific times. Hmm. How to make more money in September, how to make more money for Christmas, how to make more money for the holidays. January, you know, if you have money saving podcast, how to save money for 2021, etc. So you can tweak your content again, the same an old podcast for that time on Pinterest. So yes, you can get up to thousands, but it will take time. I cannot promise anyone they'll get that straight away. Before that was the case, but now things have changed, the algorithms changed, everything's about relevant. It's not about priority, who posted what first. So you do have to give yourself time to get there.
No, that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. And time is okay. It's a search engine. I mean, Google takes forever. But I think the overall idea of it is that I can see the picture of how we could span out, especially using the podcast, because I cover such a wide array of topics. So let's go over the podcast strategy a little bit. So we understand, create a profile, create some boards, throw some pins up, focus on the keyword, super focused on that. That seems to be the most important thing. Really do good creatives because the image is everything. It's like writing a headline. I mean, it's like writing a title. Like it's going to get the click. So make a good image or a video. Video's new. And post regularly. They reward like every other social platform and anything. The more regular you post, the more that they award you or reward you. You can take one link of a product, of a blog post, of a, for my case, podcast episode, and you can post it again and again and again and again. Just you got to have different images. And so you can target different demographics with that same link, which seems to be like quite the potential secret there. Like that feel like that could do a lot. It's a lot of work, but it could do a lot for you in return as well. So, and then just keep posting and some will make it, some won't, and give it time. And that's exactly what happened to Arnie. Question on Arnie's, how long were you working on it? I know that you stopped, you said about 7 months ago from the time we're filming this, probably about 7 months before he had gone and said, what the heck is going on my Pinterest? But how long were you working with it?
I worked on it for about 4 months.
How many pins do you estimate you put up in that time?
About 900.
Wow. All right.
But
you're a pinning queen. That's a lot of pins.
If you have one image and you post that to 20 different boards, that's seen as 20 different images.
Okay.
So bear that in mind as well. So I may have posted 900, but not all 900 were unique.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But as far as Pinterest is concerned, that's okay, and they don't mind, and they don't like flag you for duplicate content like Google would.
They'll only flag you if, like, you know, before I give the examples, if you post all different versions of the image for one URL all at the same time, and if you are pinning a crazy amount of times per day, like 50 to 100, that they can then flag you for spam. So if you, this is why it's really important to use the platform when you're creating a lot of content, because if you're consistently pinning the same URL again and again and again and again, they can flag you for that.
Okay.
Which is why if you're going to do that, space them out. I haven't met anyone yet who's only using Pinterest to promote one product. Even if they're promoting one product, they've probably got five different landing pages for that one product. So that's five, you know, different URLs. You know, however, you know, you've got to space them out. So if you got only got five pages, you're not going to pin as much as someone who's got 300 unique pieces of content, you know, that can go out every day. I have one client that I'm working with at the moment, which is an e-commerce. She's got 9,000 products, 9,000 completely different SKUs. So we're not going to be adding one image more than once unless we see one going viral, because she's got so much content for us to go through. The key to making Pinterest work is, you know, one part of the puzzle is adding all this content onto Pinterest, but then you need to look at the analytics to see which content is working for you. Because you'll probably find you will post 100 different URLs on the platform, but maybe 10 are responsible for driving 90% of the traffic.
Yeah.
So when you have that, you want to look at those URLs, look at the images that are doing well. Can you add a different version of a different spin to reach even more people? And then maybe you can look at the content that's not working. Why is it not working? What were these winning ones doing that these losers were not doing? Then you can, you know, maybe create different images or do different keyword research for those ones that are not working. And then you want to make sure that, yes, you have a presence on Pinterest, but you want to make sure they're clicking through. So what we're going to do is the click-through on Pinterest is actually very low. The average click-through rate across the platform is 0.5.
Oh, wow.
So you want to make sure, yeah. So you want to make sure that your CTR is over 0.5. So when you're looking at images, impressions are great. I love the fact that Arnie got loads of impressions, but you know, the fact that he showed that he got loads of clicks was great, because that's what we want to see. Now, before I mentioned that you only should be pinning your own content, I said I'll cover that. I'm going to cover that now is, when you're pinning other people's content and you look at your Pinterest analytics, Pinterest shows you this is the reach that all your pins on your profile have got. So if you're pinning someone's content and that is reaching other people, it's not helping you. So you only want to focus on pinning your content, because at the end of the day, we all want to help people, but we're all running a business to make money, because that money is what's going to feed our family and help us help more people. So focus on only adding your content. And I say that because there's a lot of Pinterest people out there that say, you know, add content from other people, which is fine if you want to do that. But think about the end goal. Everything is about KPIs. How does adding this person's pin help my KPIs? I only add third-party pins if I'm an affiliate.
Yeah.
Because I get affiliate sales from Pinterest. I don't, the products I promote are not that in demand. So the affiliate is slow, but I earned $2,000 last year for doing and paid nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And the income came when I least expected. I forgot I added that image. But because I knew I hadn't promoted that content anywhere else, I knew it came from Pinterest. I hadn't added a link for that on my website. So I knew Pinterest was responsible for that $2,000. So yeah, so you can add only your content. Then you want to look at the reach, but don't get so fixed in the reach. Some people are like, I got 2 million reach. That's great. But I've worked with clients who have 2 million reach, but they've only got 100 link clicks when they come to me. It's ridiculous. So when you see that disconnect, if you see a big reach but low link clicks, it means that the image didn't encourage people to buy. So the first thing I'll be changing in that profile is redoing the images so people are seeing it and taking action.
Got it.
If you can see a correlation of, right, my reach is going up and my link clicks are going up, then you know that more of the right people are seeing your images. But if you don't see that correlation, you know that your pin is reaching the wrong people. Then you need to look at why. Why is it reaching the wrong people? Is it because I didn't choose the right keywords? Is it because my audience, the type of audience that are following me, are pinning it to relevant boards? All of this counts, because it's not just what you do with your pins that matter. Remember, there's consumers. They're not businesses like us that are using Pinterest, and they're pinning these things for themselves. So if, you know, we want to reach, you know, moms that want to start a business, they're normal people. So they might pin it on a board that says ideas. So Pinterest will look at the boards that other people are saving your images on, and they will use all of that as well to help them understand how to categorize your content. So all of that matters. And this is why I say followers matter. So don't go buying followers, but the number of followers don't matter. Because like you are on Pinterest now, you are on a feed. You didn't see anyone's profile. You just saw the images. You can interact with somebody on Pinterest without ever seeing the profile. So all this to say, don't focus on impressions too much. Don't focus on followers too much. You've got to remember, when consumers are saving to Pinterest, they can save an image from somebody who doesn't have a Pinterest profile. But because that person's image is on Pinterest, they can receive traffic from Pinterest without ever having a presence. So that's how powerful Pinterest is. I have someone who came to me who has 10,000 link clicks a month from Pinterest, but they don't have a profile because other people are saving their content onto Pinterest. That's how powerful it is.
That's pretty impressive.
And then of course they came to me. Yeah.
So let's talk about, we talked about link clicks quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In my case, I'm assuming we're going to take one of my episodes, create some images for that episode, maybe some short videos since my episodes have videos, pin it, put it up on, you know, whatever category on my wall. And then the URL should be a link to the episode page.
Yes.
Is that correct?
So,
okay.
Yeah. So
that's my, go ahead.
Okay. So for anyone who has a podcast and wants to use Pinterest, I highly recommend to do what you do. Have the podcast on a website. The reason why you want to do that is because Pinterest, number one, is a long-term game. Like I mentioned, you may not see results straight away. You may see results down the line. And secondly, when you have the podcast episode on your website, you can pixel them to retarget them later on.
Yeah.
Pinterest has a conversion tag, which is equivalent to the Facebook pixel. Then that person is in your Facebook custom audience if you have a custom audience for people that visit your website. So you can't do that if you send them to Apple. You know, if you do YouTube ads, and you could probably send them to YouTube and then they're part of a YouTube retargeting audience too. You want to send them somewhere where you can continue that remarketing cycle. So send them to your website. And then once they go to your website, assuming you have, you know, relevant podcast episodes underneath, they go down a rabbit hole.
So let's talk about other kinds of landing pages as well. So we got podcasts. I love the retargeting. That's super important. Is to be able to send them to a page and, you know, get the pixel, and then you can retarget them across everything. You can retarget them on Google. You can retarget them on display ads, YouTube, Facebook. You could retarget them on native ads if you really want. I mean, you could basically just stalk the person at that point. But you've mentioned e-com a few times. What are the types of landing pages that you've seen work? So we talked about podcast page. Do you have clients that use it for lead gen, just like opt-ins, straight up like giving away a free book or something, and they're just getting opt-ins from it?
Yeah. Things we did for Ani, it was just an opt-in page to get a free PDF. Okay. I have done it as well, opt-in page for free PDFs and free courses. For e-commerce, just a product page is fine. You can send them directly to a product page. It's absolutely fine. In fact, if you're on Shopify and WooCommerce, you can connect your catalog. And what we'll do is every time you have a new product added to that catalog, you will automatically add it to Pinterest with a featured image on those websites and then with a link directly to that landing page. You can send them to webinars, absolutely fine. You can send them to VSLs. There's one person that was in the dog niche that did really well with VSL. He did promoted pincel. He had no patience for organic Pinterest. You can send them to a sales page. However, I found that on Pinterest, for someone to buy straight away, the entry point has to be very low.
No.
Does that mean that you can't have a high ticket item? I mean, if you're doing organic, you can try. You've got nothing to lose, right? You're not spending any money. Yeah. But those that generally see a return are offers around $27. And this is something that I discussed with other Pinterest managers. And we all said the same. We all found the same thing. It has to be an offer that they don't have to think about. So if you ask them for $7, go for it. Shoot, go right for it. You can even run promoted pins to it. And then you find that people would, you know, people will buy. And it's, you know, it's not like some platforms where you have to be like, you're selling this, but you do have to have on the pin, you know, click here to access or click here to purchase. They have to know that they have to do something to get the content. Pinterest don't like misleading pins. So whether it's organic,
So I want to go back. We talked about podcast page, lead page, e-com. You said VSL is fine too. You said even sending them to a sales letter is okay, but keep the price low because, you know, it's not an audience that goes, and I think that's the case with anything. I mean, even on Facebook or whatever, if you want an impulse purchase right away, usually you want a low ticket. That's why we do webinar funnels, because we have time to warm them up and, you know, spend time with them to get them to buy something high ticket. Exactly. Do you find that, coming back to, like, again, trying to use this for fighting entrepreneur, do you find that the entrepreneurship space is big on Pinterest? Like you had mentioned health and fitness, food. I can't remember the niches you had mentioned, the big ones, but entrepreneurship wasn't one of them. Yeah. So I'm just curious.
Yeah. If not one of them, it is very hard. You don't even have a category for marketing on Pinterest.
Okay.
So that's how small it is. However, this, you know, it goes back to what I said in the beginning. When you're on the platform, don't necessarily go for how to start a business. You know, think about what that audience wants. I mean, 80% of them are moms, which is why I'm always going for the mom angle. You know, it doesn't mean that's the only audience that you can target, but go for, you know, when they say what they want. They want to spend more time at home because they want to be with the children, or they don't want to spend money on childcare. They want something that can balance, you know, with the childcare. So go for those angles. So if we went for, let me go for, like, you had an episode May a few days ago, how to deal with stress, anxiety, and the inner fire tends to coronavirus. I wouldn't use coronavirus on there. I wouldn't even use pandemic. Avoid all those words on Pinterest, kind of like Facebook. They don't want anything like that. You know, you can, you know, be how to deal with stress, anxiety while stuck at home. You know, how to deal with, you know, think about all the occasions where people could be dealing with stress and anxiety, you know, whilst losing a loved one or whatever. Think about all those angles and see what people are searching for, and then you just want to spin that title for that podcast with those keywords that people are searching and target those people.
Pretty amazing. I mean, it's a matter of just getting in there and starting to do it, and like you said, keyword research and really thinking through how to get in front of your ideal person. And I mean, you did it for Arnie, and I can only imagine, had you still been doing it, I mean, you'd have another 900 or 1200 or 1300 things up there, and it would probably, like, just be even more. So that's what inspires me. I want to do it and stay focused on it, and ideally, hopefully, Rose, work with you. And I want to try the paid side too, because I'm really interested in how that would work. I'm all about scaling paid. Do both. Do organic and do paid.
See faster results with the paid.
I mean,
for the organic, just one thing I just wanted to add for anyone that's listening, which I think is important, is for you to, you know, to see growth in your business from Pinterest. Don't forget, even if you're sending them to a blog post on your website, have a call to action. Remember, you're trying to capture as many of those people onto your website. So for your podcast episodes, if you had a form at the bottom, you know, add call to action, you click here, you know, give them a freebie, or just, you know, sign up to be released, you know, and to know when we released a new episode, etc. Do that on every single page you can. Again, if you've got so many, just focus on maybe your top 10 pieces of content from Pinterest or Google Analytics and add a call to action. That is where a lot of people join my list, from seeing that call to action on the bottom of a post. So don't lose that opportunity if you're not doing that already.
No, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. Really, my head is spinning. I've definitely got ideas. For me, I feel like it's a thing of just getting the right person on it, because I have so many episodes and so many things that need to go out there. It would be hard to do it alone, but if there was someone who could really focus on it, that would be great. Rose, I know for a fact that our community is going to want to connect with you. I just know it. I know there's going to be questions. I know people are going to want to hire you. People are going to want to throw money at you right now. It's coming. So how can they do that?
Okay, you can find me at rosiedoesdigital.com. I did create a freebie for everybody, just a 5-day free challenge for all your listeners. So just go to rosiedoesdigital.com/TFE podcast.
Okay. And then you get into let's spell it out real quick. I want to get the whole URL in front of everybody. Rosie, R-O-S-I-E.
Yep.
rosiedoesdigital.com/TFE for the Fighting Entrepreneur, TFE podcast.
That's correct.
All right. rosiedoesdigital.com/TFE podcast. We'll put the URL also in the description at onicpodcast.com. So make sure you check it out there. This is huge. No one's talking about it, and I feel like they should be. We should be. For me, I think it's an amazing opportunity. I want my podcast to blanket out across all the particular networks. I feel like a little bit from all these different places will end up being a lot. I keep jokingly saying, Tim Ferriss, I'm coming for you. So be careful, because the guy just sits at the top of every single podcast ranking that I want. And we'll do it. We'll nip at it one thing at a time with this podcast. Rose, anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say? It's been a really awesome episode. Thank you so much for sharing so openly. I mean, I didn't even have to say much. You just were ready to throw it all out there. So, but anything you'd like to leave our listeners with? Any last tips or advice?
Yeah, just when you get started, it's going to take some time. I'd say give it at least 90 days before you decide that Pinterest isn't working for you, because sometimes that's just how long it would take you to see results. And remember, it's not like a lot of platforms like Facebook where everything is in chronological order. You can have a podcast episode that was released 2 years ago that goes viral today, as long as it's still relevant. So it doesn't matter if you've got tons of old content, not just new, use it. And honestly, visual search is going to be, it's growing, and Pinterest is the biggest visual search engine out there. So it's an opportunity that you're missing, and they're ready to buy. So get on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when I see that, when you said 335 million users, that's a lot, and I give it. But Facebook has 2 billion, you know, and Instagram has over 1 billion. So that means Pinterest still has a long way to go and a long way to grow. And so now is still the amazing time to get in. That's why I'm getting in. The Fighting Entrepreneur is getting in. I hope you do too. Rose, thank you so much for being with us. Been a tremendously awesome episode. And for the rest of you, if you're watching on YouTube right now, come on, click subscribe, click the little thumbs up icon, click the bell icon, click all the icons. Leave a comment for Rose. Tell her thank you. Give her a shout out. She's taking time away from her family, her business, to be here to teach us. And of course, if you're on the podcast, go to onypodcast.com on iTunes. Leave me a review. Come on, 5-star review, and say something nice if you feel I've earned it. And I pick people every week, random winners, to win cash, to win calls with me, to win learn gear, just as a nice way of saying thank you for leaving us great feedback and helping us grow this community of the Fighting Entrepreneur. And I'll see you at learn.com as well. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. This is the Fighting Entrepreneur signing off. Until next time, go out there and fight for your dreams. Make it happen. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.